Connecticut State Police released thousands of pages of documents today from the investigation into the school massacre in Newtown. I'm Mark Herz, and with me now, WSHU's Craig Lamolt. He's been reviewing the documents. Hi, Craig.
Hi, Mark.
So a summary report was released earlier this month. Is there much that's new here that we did not know before?
Not really. There's a huge amount of information that was just released this afternoon at 3 o'clock. And we've been digging through it, and to be honest, we have not read all of it yet. But a lot of it really just shows the level of detail that's involved in the police investigation and the amount of paperwork that's needed to document every step along the way. It has things like sketches of where bullets were found in the school and reports on the vehicles that were in the driveway, details about some of the characteristics that could help identify the victims and things like that.
Well, how detailed does it get about the victims?
There's no information about the children at all. It really doesn't get into anything about that states what the victims looked like, about their condition or anything like that. And there's no victim photos at all. In fact, actually, that's mandated by state law. In June, the state legislature voted overwhelmingly in favor of a bill that's now a law that blocks the release of photos of homicide victims. And that's not just Newtown. That's any homicide victim.
Right. And there were a lot of redactions in this report. It wasn't like we got everything they have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And now some of the things they did release is there were some audio and there was some video. What is in there, though?
Right. The 911 calls that came from landlines were released earlier this month. We got those at the time, and we didn't air them on WSHU. We're not going to be airing them. Those went to local police, and those were released. But the calls that came from cell phones went to state police, so those are included in today's release. Again, we're not going to be airing that tape, but they included even audio from the automated messages that went out to parents, like this one.
There will be no midday kindergarten runs today, Friday, December 14th. Afternoon kindergarten session is canceled.
There's also video from inside and outside both the school and the home of shooter Adam Lanza. Any victim footage in those videos has been redacted. And in the video of the Lanza home, you can see some of the details we've been hearing about in that earlier report, like the windows blacked out with plastic bags and boxes of ammunition in the closets.
Okay, so Adam Lanza, what about his mental health? In the summary that we got, I think it was 48 pages, so compared to thousands, we're trying to comb through as quickly as we can now. So far from what you're seeing, does this fill in any of the what was really just a very scarce sort of vague sketch of what was going on with him?
Yeah, and I think actually that more than anything is maybe what we were looking for. At least what I was looking for in there was some hint of his mental state. And really, no, there wasn't in there. It didn't get into that. They had something called a redaction index, which is a list of information they would not be sharing in this. And it's a pretty long list and includes any medical or personnel records as well as any school records. The closest we have to the mental health stuff in here is from a former teacher of Adam Lanza's who said his parents were not upfront with teachers about what his mental state was. The teacher recalled him as responding to a creative writing assignment by obsessing about battles and destruction and war, and the teacher called that what he had to say in those things is disturbing.
So actually just more of what we had heard, that he was obsessed with violence, and we knew that. And it sounds like we found out there's more there, but we're not going to be allowed to see it. The medical records, school records, there might be a hint of more of what happened.
It didn't really detail. It didn't list out the things that we're not seeing. It just, it did say any medical records. But what the medical records are, whether they exist, whether he sought treatment, whether he got treatment, we don't have anything like that. So it's really hard to get anything like that.
Yeah. Well, anything else that struck you, just your first dive into this?
Yeah. There was one other thing that I thought was really interesting, which was information about a trip that Nancy Lanza took in just the days before the shooting to New Hampshire. And one witness who was apparently close with her told police that trip was supposed to be an experiment to allow Adams to stay home alone for a few days. He wasn't usually staying home alone. And this was an experiment to see how he would do.
Okay. Well, obviously, again, thousands of pages just released a little less than 3 hours ago on the Newtown School Massacre. Our reporter, WSHU's Craig Lamolt, going through them. We have more reporters going through them, and obviously there's going to be more to say. Thank you so much for letting us know what you found out so far. WSHU's Craig Lamolt.
Thanks, Mark.